Time now to look through the window of baseball with our friend Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truitt and White, the professional builder's choice, new showroom down in Monterey. Bruce, how are you today?
Oakland Coliseum. I just want to give John Lester a 4-1 lead.
Well, I'll tell you, what a trade day of August 1st, July 31st, and so many people moving around. It was compelling for me to see that many trades. I thought it's good for baseball.
Fantastic. Yeah, and, it just speaks to the way baseball works. Not limited by all these ridiculous salary cap restrictions and language you can't understand and mid-level this and bird rights and God knows what. And next thing you know, you can't make a deal to save your life. But this was one of the better trading deadline days in memory. And, from the incredible blockbusters involving Price and Lester to other teams doing it, and the teams that didn't do anything made as much news, although I wouldn't put the Giants in that category because they have really so little to trade. But it's really been interesting.
Well, right, Bruce Jenkins with us. Bruce, can we ask you to call back? You're breaking up just a little bit on the cell phone. Yeah, let's see if we can get a little better connection on that. While we're doing that, let me give you the scoreboard for today and what's coming up tonight. We've got Mariners and Orioles. That is Paxton and Gonzalez. Phillies, A.J. Burnett. He is still a Philly. He goes tonight for the Nationals. Zimmerman, that's another good series going on. The Rockies, Matzik, the left-hander, goes against Porcello of the Tigers. We've got the Reds, Homer Bailey against the Marlins, Eovaldi. Marlins still kind of hanging around into this thing. The Brewers, Nelson, who Adam McAlvey talked about. He's not going today. Brewers, he is not going to go today. Loesch goes today. Nelson has been pushed back to Tuesday, and that's against Masterson. Nelson with the blister. For the Pirates, boy, Vance Worley is pitching great. He goes tonight against Arizona. Arizona lost Paul Goldschmidt with the fractured hand last night. He got hit. Chase Anderson goes for the Diamondbacks. Braves, Irvin Santana against Kennedy. And it's the Cubs, Wada against Ryu tonight. And, of course, here we've got Peavy and DeGrom. Bruce, you back?
Back.
Oh, good. All right, very good. Yeah, because everyone hangs on your every word. We want it to be perfect for you. You know that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. That was a big loss there when I faded
out. Hey, the Giants, though, as they bring up Duffy, they bring up Parker. Belt is back tonight. How do you think they approach this thing, and how does it turn out for the Giants as far as getting with the pieces they needed?
Well, I mean, they didn't get the pieces that they needed in any kind of a major way, but I really like the way Sabian reacted to, just the reality of not having the kind of prospects that it takes to get a second baseman or an outfielder. It just didn't happen. He wasn't going to make a lousy deal, and he didn't turn to Gary Brown. He turned to a couple of kids you barely heard of from the system. They come up. They're excited. Duffy gets a hit. He looks good in the field, and they win. Vogelsong pitches a complete game, and it's just amazing how in 24 hours, when you throw in Belt coming back, things look so, and a loss by the Dodgers, everything looks so much better.
Did you get to see the plate the other night in the Marlin game with the Reds?
Yes.
Well, what did you think of that? Just to bring fans up to date, the play came, well, Matthews was the catcher, Cozart was coming in, the throw had him beaten by about 5 or 6 feet. He set up to get the ball. He blocked the plate before the ball came, and they called the runner out. And then after a 6-minute replay, they reversed it. What do you think of that?
Well, this whole business of blocking the plate, it gets too complicated and too awkward too often. And I just hate to think what might happen in the postseason, something like this. But we just had a play here in Oakland a little while ago where Sam Fulp made this heroic on-the-fly throw from center field right on the money to Derek Norris at the plate, and he had to sort of cross in front of the plate to catch the ball, and he tagged him almost just point-blank. Great throw, tag him out, and then they review it. It's like, oh, wait a minute now. Was he blocking the plate before he had the ball? Well, he had to go to that spot to catch it. Otherwise, you don't catch it. So, I mean, there's way too many loopholes in this thing. It's the best thing about it, Marty, is that nobody's getting carried off the field.
Right.
There's no Buster Posey's. The managers in spring training almost universally told their guys, slide, 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 and don't collide. And that's what we've seen. But it's far from perfect. And when you get a 6-minute delay like the one last night to get it reviewed. That's just, you can't have that.
Yeah, Vin Scully last night in the Dodger game, they were reviewing a play. It was 8-2 Cubs at that point, and Mattingly came out and reviewed on a call at first or whatever, and Vince said, you know, there's some point where there should be a rule that if you're down by more than 5 or 6 runs, you can't review anything, you know.
I happened to watch the game when that happened. He wasn't really serious, but he was just expressing, you know, the exasperation over these ridiculous delays at a time where it just doesn't seem very appropriate.
Yeah. Well, the second wild card, and you and I have talked about this, God, for a couple of years, but you know something? It's kind of makes baseball interesting, and I did the who's hot and who's not in the National League, and just about every team is 4-6, 6-4, 5-5. And all of a sudden, this whole wild card thing is bunched up, and the Cardinals become very interesting because they went out and got 2 starting pitchers, and they still are not hitting the ball, but they said, give me the pitchers, and we'll take you that way.
Yeah, you kind of figured the Cardinals will figure it out, because they always do, but they're a little bit out of whack right now. I mean, adding A.J. Pierzynski, I have no idea what they were thinking there. He's a bad guy and not a good defensive catcher, and it's just not worth the headache. And when they traded Alan Craig and Joe Kelly, a lot of guys in the clubhouse were upset. The kid Tavares seems to have a little bit of an attitude along with his great talent. And so they're kind of struggling to be, you know, the Cardinals that we've always known. But I don't know, I especially with so much parity in baseball, you have to figure that they're going to be one of the teams that suits up in October.
Yeah, and one last thing for you. You know, I was thinking about this driving in today. I always think about stuff on the drive-in. I was thinking about A's and Giants, and they just cannot make a trade with each other. I mean, they don't even acknowledge each other. You know what's going on, A's and Giants. And I was thinking back to the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants in those days. Leo DeRocher goes from the Dodgers to the Giants as manager. Sal Magley goes from the Giants to the Dodgers in 1955. And 56 has this great season. Can you imagine? I'm just saying, I was just fantasizing. I said, what if they made a deal? What if all of a sudden Bochy gets fired and next thing you know, he's managing the A's next year? I mean, it's just can't happen. And that's the way it was in Brooklyn and New York too. These two teams, actually, you talk about Giants Dodgers. These two teams don't get along as well as anybody.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, you can understand it. I mean, to make a deal, if you're the Giants, you make a deal with the A's, that backfires, and the guy you gave up is tearing up the American League, and the guy you got turns out is not so great. That's sort of an ongoing, you know, local embarrassment right within everybody's area code. And that is kind of a shame. But, you know, I think we have to be satisfied with the fact that at least the two teams, much like the old Dodgers and Giants, are just absolutely in the race, completely relevant and making other kinds of news.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, Bruce, I'll let you go. I know you're watching the A's game out there today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I don't know if you're up on Jacob deGrom, but he's fascinated me. He's hitting 8th tonight for the Mets, and you look at this pick out of Stetson University and 15 major league starts. He's had a July, maybe the best in baseball, and he goes against Peavy tonight. It's an interesting matchup for me.
He's batting 8th as well?
Yeah, he's got Eric Young Jr. batting 9th, and DeGrom is batting 8th tonight. And plus 27 innings, 2 runs, no homers, hasn't given up a homer in 9 games. And the Giants get him tonight against Jake Peavy. This is one of those classic National League pitching matchups.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get home and watch that. That's going to be fun. It's a big start for Peavy. You know, he doesn't have to be as great as Vogelsong was last night, but just a solid outing to remind everybody that he's still got his stuff. He's a battler, keeps the team in the game, and if they were to win the game, all the better.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch tonight. Bruce, thanks. Have a good time, and thanks for taking the time to call us up.
You bet. Talk to you in the morning.
All right, thanks. That's Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Always great to have him on, and he's watching a little American League baseball today.